we end up in Dalet Amud Beis. We had learned a raya from my Mishnah that Lalocha we paskin like Rameria that my Sheshani is Mom and Geboya, the Machlekes Beisilu and Beishamai, Gabitud had different halachas, if there's a din chaymish and bio by kerem rabbi, if there is a din matnas kahuna by kerem rabbi, and Beis Hillel held that there is a din chaymish and bio, there's no din matnas kahuna, and the reason for these three halachas were because Beis Hillel learns out agzeire shove kaidish kaidish mi maisa. So just like by Maiser Shaini, there is a din of Hisafis Chaimish if the Bailam is Machal the Maiser. So who a din by Kerem Ravai also. Beishamai, Chal doesn't hold of the Gzeirish of it, so there's no din of Hisafis Chaimish. Let us see Taisvis. Gomar Kaidish Kaidish Mi Maisa. Vim Taimer. So Taisvis, according to Beis Hillel, we have a Makrer that there's a din of Chilul Kerem Ravai. And this Chilul has all the halachas of Chilul of Maisa Shaini. Im Kain Lomali Hilulim. The Gemara darshins in Ketzel Mevorchim from the word Kaidish Hilulim, the Dorish Minei Bepe Ketzel Mevorchim Achlei Vahadar Ochlei, that one is permitted to eat Kerem Revai Kutzel Rishalayim if he'll be Mechalalit. Typically Mehach Zerishavit. So Taisvah says, let's learn out from this Gzeire Shavit, that there's a din chilul, can learn out from this Gzeire Shavit. Yeah, just like Maaser Shaini, there's a din chilul if you want to eat it chutz l'Yerushalayim. But I didn't need a special drash of achlei v'hoda achlei. So Taisvah says on this kasha two terutzim. Terutz number one, v'yesh loimer, de'im Gzeire Shavit. Lehave yodinen the pidyon revai noyik ela bizman shemaiser sheni noyik. I would not know that there's a need of pidyon only in the same zman that there's a need of pidyon by maiser sheni. Vloi bishon roshlishes. He says, by Maaser Sheini, the halacha is that the first 2 years it's Maaser Sheini. Cannot be eaten chutz l'Yerushalayim, and there's a need of pidyon. The Maaser the third year, there's no such a halacha that the Maaser the third year has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It's Maaser only, and it can be eaten all over. So for a Makish, Kaidish Kaidish l'Maaser, so I would say that if the Shnas HaRevi, the Kerem Revai, falls out on the first 2 years, so then it has the dinim of Maaser Sheini, and there's a din that you have to be Mechalalit in order to eat it Chutz l'Yerushalayim. But if it falls out on the third year, maybe Bechlal you don't need Pidyon, it doesn't have this Kedusha, just like there's no Kedusha's Maaser Sheini the third year. That's why I need this Pasuk, Achlei V'Hodar Achlei, that tells us that this is a Anhoge which always applies to Kerem Rabbi. It is not permitted to be eaten Chutz l'Yerushalayim in any Zman. That's the first Eretz of Taisus. Inami. Now this is the second teretz. Hava amino, my chaz is the gomor mimaisa. That is true, it says kodesh by kerem rabbin, it says kodesh by maisa. Neilev mishviz, but by shviz it also says kodesh. Shetayv is domov, ve'ena yaitse lechula. So Shvius is also Kaidish, where there is no din chilul. So the Gzeir Shava alone, I would say lechumre. I would say learn out Kaidish Mishvius. But just like Shvius is there's no din chilul on Kedusha Shvius or Peir Shvius. So who adin? There's no din chilul on kerem revai. But now that I have this pasuk achlei, pahadar achlei, so we see klo that there is a din chilul by kerem revai. Now I'll learn out from Maaseh Sheni that it has all the dinei chilul of Maaseh Sheni, which includes the bailam amaseh pachemish. Now I had a shtikel ha'ore on the second teretz of Taisvitz. L'chayre, Taisvitz is saying that without this posig achlei v'hodar achlei, I would think there's no din chilul of ma'aser shein, of kerem avai whatsoever. L'chayre, in this week's parsha and parsha shoftim, shteiten posig, mi ha'ish asher not ha'kerem v'loi chiluloi, so Rashi says, Leipodoi Bishona Horeviz, Shetunim Lochlam Birushalayim, Eilachalam Velechaladomim Birushalayim. So there's enough in the Posek and Chumash that there's a din chilul by Kerem Rabbi. So how could Taisva say that I would think there's no din chilul and learn out Kaidish Kaidish Meshvir? So what do you do with this Posek? Misha not a Kerem Velechilulay. So Dach Sechmeir, that Taisvis means without the Posek Achlei, Behodar Achlei, I would not say Pshat in Chumash the way Rashi says Pshat. I would say Pshat in Chumash the way the Ramban says Pshat. The Ramban says a different Pshat in the Posek. Mi shashel nota kerem v'loi chiloloi. So the Ramban says, ki aminik bekerem, the minig was when you were capable of eating the grapes, they should dance, they dance, and they play chalilim, the first 3 years the grapes were ola. The fourth year, they danced, there was music. B'tziva akosov shiye kol piryoi kodesh hilulim, shiye halalu es Hashem hanichbod b'simcha ahi. That pshat mi ish eshanot ha-kerem v'lechiluloi. It was neitei ha-kerem, and b'simcha was gebaldik the fourth year. They danced, and they sang shvochim to the Rabbi Nishlom, was gemach the ganze simcha. V'yitochein, so the Ramban says she perushay v'lechiluloi shloyasol chulin v'hu ha'pidyein she'izkiru Rabbi Seinu. It's yitochein such a pshad also, but the Ramban v'aisto is pashti dekro. It's not the way Rashi says. Not another pshad. So it comes out, it's not merumis at all, and, or it's not muchach at all from this pasuk that there's a din chilul by kerem revai. So it could be that pshat and taisvus. I would say without the drash of achle, behodar achle, I would say there's no din chilu. And it's similar to shviyitz. Let us go further in the Gemara. Kirab Yehuda, we're more or less in the middle of the Omid. The Gemara had said, we had a machlekes in our Mishnah between Rameyer and Rabbi Yehuda in two inyonim. It a machloikis between Ramei Rabbi Yehuda of Maaseh Sheni is Momen Gavoya or Momen Hedyit. And that the Gemara had said that Rav Nachman and Rav Abava had said we paskin like Ramei because we have a Stam Mishneh like Ramei. Lugati, the Maaseh Sheni is Momen Gavoya, and that is this Mishneh that Bezilul said that Kerem Ravai is part of a Matnes Kohuna because it's not Kalmacha. Now the and then he said also in the now we had another machlokes. You had a machlokes Chamer and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Hegdish. That Rabbi Yehuda was Hegdish b'shoygik mischalo b'meizit eini mischalo and Rameir holds fakert b'meizit mischalo b'shoygik eini mischalo. So Rav Nachman Omar Rav Ada Barave said that by Hegdish we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that b'shoygik is mischalo and b'meizit is eini mischalo. Rabbi Yehuda b'Hegdish we have a star Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not. We learned a Mishnah, Shilech B'yad Pikeach. A person had Moish al Hegdish, did not realize it was Moish al Hegdish. And he Shilech B'yad Pikeach. He sent a Pikeach to purchase something with this Moish. V'niska, and then he reminded himself, B'emtza HaShlichis, Achalei Higiya Eitzol Chandvani. We'll see Rashi says, and this is Lacher of the key to the Sugya, that both of them reminded themselves. The Baal HaMoman reminded himself, and the Shlich also reminded himself, this money is, this is Hegdish Dike money. And the Shliach goes, Afal Pikein, knowing that it's Hegdish Dike money, he's the Shliach, he doesn't know any Chochmes, so he goes and takes this money, and he gives it to the Chenveni, to purchase something. Steht in der Mishneh, Chenveni Moal Lechshe Yoitzi. That the Chenveni, the world is no Mila, the world of money is still Hegdish. And the Chenveni, if he'll ever use this money, normally he'll use it B'Shaygik, because he doesn't know B'Chal that it's Hegdish Tike money. So when he'll use this money, he'll be Moal. So B'Emerson, from this Mishneh, we see both Yisoides of Rabbi Yehuda. That means the Shliach who was bemazed and reminded himself that it was Hegdish Tike money, the Afal Pikein, he was Moitziyit Mershus Hegdish, he wanted to buy something with it, that at all did not affect the money. The money is still Kaidish. The Chemveni, who is a Shoygik, does not know B'chlal that it is Kaidish, if he'll spend it, he'll be Moil. According to, so these are the two Yisaydis of Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a Stam Mishneh like Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda beHegdish Mahi, Heichron Tnan b'Shoygik Mischalo b'Meizid Ein Mischalo. Shilach b'Yad Pikeich, Reishe Hochi Tnan, Shilach b'Yad Chereshayt V'Kotten. He sent b'Yad Chereshayt V'Kotten also Shlichu Sarm, if they were malo the shlichus gizbo molo. So the gizbo is moyo. Lo yasu shlichus on. If they didn't do the shlichus, lo y moa. So he's not moyo. They weren't malo the shlichus. Yichveis, he told them to buy a loaf of bread and they bought a bottle of wine. So lo y moa. Shilach biyat pikeach. Viniska achele higiye eitzel chanvani. And before the Pikeach came to the Chenveni, Vokminon Hosam Kshehusker Ushnayim. Both of them reminded themselves, Gizbo Ushliya. Chenveni Mo Kshayitzi. Dishgoge Gaberisi. He's the one that was Maitziyat Meshus Hegdish Meshaydi. Avalhani Mizidininu. These two are Mizidin. Veloy Mechayvi Mila. So there's no Din Mila. And there's no Chilul. Because it says that the Chemveni will be Moil, so vice place till the Haitzoa Mershus of the Chemveni, it's Kodesh Al Meshayik Mischal, Meisid Ein Mischal. Let us see the bottom Taisvitz. Shilach Bi Apikech Veniska, Vim Toimer Amailoi Meisi Mireshe. The Koma Shilach Bi Atchere Shait Vekotten, Osu Shlichusoi, Gizbal Moil. Lay also shlichusrei chenveni moal. So it's Yisik law that the chenveni is moil. Alma eichedav b'shoygik chayiv kol b'mila. The chenveni is icha b'shoygik. The chenveni is moal. According to Rameya, the chenveni is not moal because if you'd ever known that it's hegdish, you wouldn't have he wouldn't have used it. Vieshlaim the mehilay muchach al the beshaygik mischal. That's true. That nekuda is muchach. Aval the bemezid loy mischal loy shaminan. Mahach the roche shaminan trei. From this bove we see everything. Vidakama niska achlay giyetzel chembeni. Chembeni moal beloy balabayis. And lachayre the ray is because the niska is also going on the shliach. Al-Mamashmet, the Bemezid, Einay Mischalo, didn't become Chulun yet, become a Chemveni Mo, Sheyetz Mechlal, the Beshegit Mischalo. So from this Bava, we see all the Yesaidis. Zalot, the Gemara Vaita, Uch Rab Yehuda, Bemaiser, Amiloit Nan. So you tell me you have a Stam Mishneh that says that, Kerem Revai, there's not in Matnas Anilim, because it's Maman Gavoye. So we see from that that Maiser Sheni is Maman Gavoye. Rabbi Yehuda be Maiser Miloisnan, and you don't have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda be Maiser Sheni. Osnan, we learned, Apoide Maiser Sheni Shaloi. A person is Poide his own Maiser Sheni. Maisef Olav Chamishisai. So he's Maisef Lachaymish. Now, the Mishnah continues, it could be Shaloi in two Eifanim. Bein Mishaloi, it grew by him. Bein Shenitan Loi Bematone. Or someone was Machnet to him, the Maisef Sheini. So now it is his Maisef Sheini, and he wants to be Mechalo the Maisef Sheini, so he has to be Maisef Lachaymish. Money. Who does this Mishnah go according to? Ilay Maramayari Mimotzi Yoiv Le Bematone. Can a person give Maiser Sheini Bematone? It's Maman Gavoya. Ba'oma Maiser Maman Gavoya. Elolav Rab Yehuda. So you see, Koy, you have a Stam Mishnah like Rab Yehuda also. So how can you paskin? How can Rab Nachman paskin? Like Rameya, because he is one Stam Mishnah like Rameya, but not a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. Smol says, Loilam Rameya. Could be this Mishnah is going according to Rameya also. Baruch Abamai Eskinan, you're asking a pertinent question. If Maisri Sheni is Momen Gevoya, it's not Nitin Bematon. Not he gave the noisin matone, gave the mekabel matone, fartike maiser sheni, that it was nifresh already, and he gave a maiser sheni. He gave him tevel, the maiser sheni. And the mekabel matone was mafresh the maiser sheni himself. Kosova in the Tana of this Mishnah holds Matanoi Shaloi Humu Kimi Shaloi Humu Dami. That means we'll later have a whole sugya that could be there's a svara to say Matanoi Shaloi Humu, that if in Tevel you were not mafresh the Matonis, but since the Matonis are kolul in the Tevel, so there's a svara Kimi Shaloi Humu Dami. So, legabi certain aloches, we assume is ke mishahumu damien. For example, the Gemara will later mention a svara that let's say a kohen had tevel. And now, the kohen died, and he's meirish this tevel to, his einik was a Yisrael. So the din is that the einik who yarshens the tevel from his eider is mafresh truma, and he keeps the truma for himself because the zayde already was zayich in the truma. The zayde is a kohen, so he's zayich in the truma. So the zayde is zayich in the truma, so a meile, so it belongs already to that family. So the einikol does not have to give truma to any other kohen. He keeps it for himself. And that is only if we hold matonai shaloi humu kimi shahumu dami. So the pashtis agamore holds, if we say matonai shaloi humu
Kemisha hu mudamye. So just like you can't give maiso shayni, if you hold this moment gavoya, you can't give tevel hatovel a maiso shayni, al talocha batanash lay humo kemisha hu mudamye. So the chesaron of mamin gavoya applies in the tevel also, that it's not nitem b'matana. So therefore the Gemara says, no, that this Mishnah holds that matana shaloi humu kemi shaloi humu damye. That means that, so therefore, there is no chesaron of giving this tevel, because Kol's man, the Maiser Sheini, was not nifrash. Kol's man, the Maiser Sheini, was not nifrash. So Memela, so there's no kedushas, or it's not considered mamon gavoya, yeah? And therefore it can be nitn b'matana. Zot Rashi. Mishaloi shehifrish mikiryoi. That's called his maisa sheni. Bein shenitn loi b'matana, kasal kedaitach, la'acha shehifrish nitn loi. After he was mafrish, he gave him. So he gave him Maisa Shaini, Ktani Maisa Chaimish, the Shaloyu, it's considered his. It's considered Maisa Shaini of the Makabal Maton, a Kirinem Bey, im Gol Yigal Ish, mi Maisa, he's being pointed to his Maisa Shaini. So the Gemara says, in Mamma Gabayu, if you hold like a man, Mamma Gabayu, Vlay Motsi Yoyvlay, Avalay Zeshem Nitin Loy. So the one who received the Maisa Shaini, Kilu Ainu Shaloy, not his. Because it's not transferable. The ain meisiv chaimish el abaylam the lekerinen bay mi meisra. It's not his meisra. A kasava di kalamanda mabalme can be shohu medami. The iu sviralei in the tan of this mishnah is called manshlei uram lav mumming gavayu. The ainshe meisra olav leklum. There's no halacha whatsoever that gives it a teiras meiser shein. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tashma hapoide neta rabai shaloi. If a person is poide neta rabai, meisif olav chamishi sois, he's meisif achoimish, bein mishaloi, sarai, it grew by him. Bein shenitin loy b'matonem. Sari, this neter avai was nitin b'matonem. Money. Ilayme rameya. If it's going according to rameya, mi motzi yoyble. Can you give over neter avai b'matonem? Ulay na kaidish kaidish mi maisra. Vagomri kaidish kaidish mi maisra. El alav rab Yehuda. So he ever stand mishnah like rab Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Loilam Rameya. It's going according to Rameya. And really, Neter Ravai is not Nitin B'matan. But Hamayiskinin came to Yoim, Shuhu Smoda, that it was given to the Mekabal Matone when it was Smoda. That means Smodra is right after that is the massive of the fruit, right after the blossom falls off. Udeloike Rabbi Yaisi Dama Smodra Osam Ibnei Shupayri. And the Baraisa doesn't go according to Rabbi Yaisi. As Rabbi Yaisi holds, Smodra has a Teiras Peiri. So if Smodra has a Teiras Peiri, so then it has a Loch of Netar Rabbi. And according to Rabbi Yaisi, so the Teiras is not applicable. You can't say that he gave it him when it was Smoda, because Smoda is also not the right as a Teres Peri. So the Braise is coming to tell us, I don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, and Smoda does not have a Teres Peri, and therefore, so he can become a Bailim. There's a Hakno of Smoda of Netarabai. My son Dvayak, if he brings from one of them before him, that asks, so why did we get involved in Machlokes? And so say he gave it before Smoda. So then it's Zichen not Neter Ravai. So and it's going according to everyone. So he says, so what's the chiddush of the Braise? The Braise is saying that he has to be Moisef HaChoymesh Ben Shenita Leib Matonis. What is the Braise telling us? If it's his, it's his. What's the chiddush? How it became his? So this goof is the chiddush of the Braise, that it can become his. So what's the chiddush? Either the chiddush is, I hold like I'm Yehuda, that Maaser Sheni is Mammon Hedyet, so who had in the Rabbi is Mammon Hedyet? Or the Chiddush is that I don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, in Smoda, that's never Teres Peirin. But if I'll say that it was, he was Kainit before, they had a Teres Peirin according to everyone, so the Barais isn't telling me any Chiddush whatsoever. Let us see Rashi. Vagoma Kaidish Kaidish Haitana Goma Mi Maisa. The Legoma, if he didn't learn half a Maisa, Chaimish Benetta Rabbi Minoli, Alma Maisa Naminitin Bamatone, Rabbi Yehudi, so we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehudi. The Mos says no. Could be this Mishnah goes according to a Meir. Aye, how could you be Makne Netta Rabbi? Kshus Moda, Kshanovim Nikorim, Laacher Shenofa La Perach. That as soon as the blossom falls off, you can recognize the fruit. Because it doesn't have a Teres Peiris, it's not called Neta Ravai. Allah say yes, period. Is a terrorist period. Look the Gemara weiter. So, funny. So now we have klar and often a stam mishneh that holds like Rameya, the Maisa Shani, his mom and Gavoya. And all these other mishnais and bereises are not muchach that it's not like Rameya. Toshma, Sri Mara says, listen, I have another idea, not like Rameya. Moshach Heimenu Meiser Besela. Reuven possessed Meiser Sheni, and he decided to sell the Meiser Sheni to Shimon. And Shimon made a Meshicha in the Meiser Sheni, and the time the Meshicha was made, the Maisa Sheni was worth a seller. Fine. V'loi hispik livdoisoi at she'omad b'shtayim. But he didn't give him money. And later the Maisa Sheni went up and now it's worth 2 shloim. So, naisein seller. So now let us consider this transaction which was done between the Lekeach and the Meicher. So, the Lekech and the Moicha, I purchased it when it was worth a seller. So, it's mine now. And so, you a seller. Finished. The extra, now that this Maisha Sheni became worth more, okay, so that's my Revach. Now it's my Maisha Sheni and it's worth more. So, Noisin sella, umistaka besella. That means he's gaining a sella. Umaisro sheni shalai, but it's his maisro sheni. So the Gemara asks money. Who does this go according to? Here it says that you could be kinda maisro sheni with meshicha. Ilaim rameya, if it's going according to rameya, maisro sheni is mamma gavoya. So you can't sell maisro sheni. You give it matana, you can't sell it, it's not. The only way that you could do is there's a din chilo. There's a din chilo in the derech mekach. That means if I give money, so the kedusha is chal on the money, and the maisa becomes mine. So then, so it's like maisa sheni. But meshicha, moshach, to make a meshicha maisa sheni, you can't sell maisa sheni. It's mama gavoy. So let us imagine, according to Rameya, he was moshach Maisha Sheni that was worth a seller. Now it's by the lekeach. Who does it belong to? It belongs to the meicher. He wasn't going there, so he can't be makna meiser sheni. It's mamon gavaya. Belongs to the meicher. Now the market went up. Now it's worth two shloim. So he owes the meicher to. He was never going it yet. It's not. It still belongs to the meicher. So there wouldn't be a din of mistaker seller. So al kochach it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. He says Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mom and head yet, so a man can be kind of with Meshicha. So we have a stam Mishneh like Rabbi Yehuda by Ma'aseh Sheni. So why is Rav Nachman saying, why Paschal and Rameyah? Because we have a stam Mishneh like Rameyah, we have a stam Mishneh like Rabbi Yehuda also. So what's Machia to Paschal? Let us just see the Lashon HaGemara. Yilein b'Rameyah, amayim b'stake b'sela, v'nosnam nesakesa b'kom lo yamar Rachmoneh. He can only acquire it when he's mechalo the Ma'aseh Sheni. Not with Mashiche. Elol Rav Lab Yehuda. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Moshe Chemenu, Ish Mechaberoi, Nois Ein Tzela, V'kone Es Ha'Ma'aseh, Shemisho Shemosh Chekono. V'loi Amrinen B'shus Bailov Ma'aseh Iyakir, we will not say that that the Ma'aseh Sheni that became more expensive, so this revach goes to the Bailam al Rishonim. B'tzarch lechal loy b'shnayim. Nei shemaiseh sheni shaloy shemaiseh moment hadid. V'nikne b'meshiches. It was kind of already. But if you say Ma'aseh Sheni Moment Gavoya, V'nos Nakas to become Lein Hegdish Nikta B'Meshichim, Tersiv Bebe Yosef Chamish is Kasev El Kerala V'Kam Lein. You only Koine Hegdish or Moment Gavoya through Kasev. It means that the Kedusha becomes Neschalo on the Kasev and the Dova Nikta becomes Chulam. The only way you could acquire it is only through being mechalal the kedusha on kesef. So we have a kasha Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, why did you paskin like Rameyah by Ma'aseh Sheni? Because there was tam mishnah like Rameyah. There's a tam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda also. So the Gemara answers loylam Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. That's a tam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. That means this Mishnah that says that by Kerem Levi there's no Matnas Aniyim, and the reason for this halacha is because it's not considered Kalmacha, it's Momen Gavoya, because we learn out Kodesh Kodesh or Ma'aseh Sheni, just like Ma'aseh Sheni is Momen Gavoya, so Kerem Levi is also Momen Gavoya. This Mishneh was said in two places. It was said in Masechtas Ma'aseh Sheni. It was said in Masechtas Idyos. So we have two Stomei Mishnayos. The same Mishneh that's repeated in two places. We have two Stomei Mishnayos that say Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. And one Stam Mishneh that says Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamon Hedyos. That's Vochet Rei Stomei. So the Gemara says, I don't understand you. It's you have one place Rabbeinu Kodesh was saysim like Rameya, one place it was two places, and at least he repeated the same Mishnah twice. And one place he was saysim like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak Alochi Kerameya Oyel Usnan Bebechirto. So let us see Rashi. Achi Garcina. Loilam Rab Yehuda, you're right. This halacha that says that by Moshach Mistakel Sela is going to be Rab Yehuda. Mohoche chad stome, mohosom trei stome. Kremeya sosom lon trei simni. We have in two places that he was saysim like Kremeya. Mishtei mekoymes tona Rabbi Mishne Zude Kerem Rabbi. Chode beseder zroim, vchode beidiyas. Achi Garcina said, "The Gemara asks, 'Vi stome davke mali chad stome mali trei stome.'" So the Gemara says, "No, there's a difference where the second Stam Mishnah was said. Hoyel otnan bebechirte kevaseli. Mesechtes idias kori Bechirte. This is the chosen Mesechta. Shekol Devrayim Heidu Mipi Hagedoylem. That's the idiot that the Halacha Kemoison. That means the Mishnayis, which I mentioned, the Mesechta's idiot, they were said when Amoira de Kizman, when Gamliel was sent out from becoming Nosi, and Abelazar ben Azariah became Nosi, and there was the Beis Medrash became much bigger, so those halachas which were learned in that kufa, we passed them like that. Now, we have a little new sugya. Nan Haslam. We learned our Mishnah in Masechta Shkolim. Beheime shenimtzeis mirushalayim lemigdal eidel uchemidorso lechol ruach. We found a beheime, a lost beheime, and it's in the radius, the from Yerushalayim lemigdal eidel. So if the Yerushalayim is the middle of the circle, we make a circle around Yerushalayim with the radius of the distance from Yerushalayim to Migdal Eidel. So a beheime which will be found in this area surrounding Yerushalayim, we have to be afraid that this beheime came from Yerushalayim. It's further away than Migdal Eidel, so then who says it came from Yerushalayim? But if it's in this radius from Yerushalayim, so then we have to assume the beheime came from Yerushalayim. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two, if it came from Yerushalayim, a lost beheime, Mustama Raiv beheime is coming from Yerushalayim HaKabonis. So now, I find a beheime, so I have to assume it's a korban. So how am I makrib this beheime? This is the halamin of the Gemara. So the loch is like this, Zichorim, if it's a zochor, oilus, I makrib it for a korban oila. Pashtaitzach, I makrib it for the bailam. Whoever the bailam is, I don't know him personally, but I makrib it l'shem oila for the baal hakob. Nekeva is zivche shlomim. If it's a nekeva, so I makrib it for a shlom. Frag the Gemara, because a nekeva can be an oila. So my mail, I'm makrib it for a shlom. Frag the Gemara, Elas chorim oilusu dahave. I don't understand. Zivche shlomim lehave. So the Gemara asks, that is true, that a zohar can be a noilah, could also be a shlomim. A shlomim can come from both genders, so. So how do you know to take this baby and be back of it for a noilah? Maybe it's a shlomim. Oma Rabbi Yishaye, hoche bebo lochayif bedmeyer maskinon. It's speaking about Bo Lochayv B'dmeyem, the one who found it is Chav B'dmeyem. We'll see in Rashi and Tosfos exactly what this means. V'hochi kama Chayshinam Shema Oilas. Doesn't mean you're makrib it for an oila. No. This beheime will be nischalel on money. We don't know what this beheime is. We have no way of knowing what this beheime is. We have no way of being makrib of this beheime. So we'll be mechalel, the person who found this beheime is willing to be chav bedmeim. They'll put out the money to assure us that all sveikas are taken care of. And will be mechalo this beheime on the domin. And we'll see that, so we're mafrish two domin. Let's say the beheime is worth $1,000. So the person who found that is mafrish, he takes $2,000. And then he says, well, if this beheime is a oilo, so money A should be the Scottish Pekdushis oilo. And money B will be an adava for me for a shlomim. If this beheime is a shlomim, so then the kedusha of the beheime should be nitfas on the shlomim, on the domim of money B, and then money A will be a nitfas oila. And then, so now, what did we accomplish? We accomplished a gewalt. So, number one, we took off the kedusha from the behemah, which is a very worthy action, because we have to realize you have a behemah walking around town that's a korban, and it's very scary. It could be moil the hegdish, it's a korban. It's not going to be with a sign of a korban. People will never know what it is. So Memela, so number one, we took off the kedusha from the korban. Number two, there was a mordic accomplishment that, like this, we couldn't be much of this behemoth. Who knows what it is? By being bald, locher, bidmeyem, whatever it is, the korban will be taken, will be nikrav, kel chosai, through this, bald, locher, bidmeyem. And now, but Rabbi Yishaya has said one more knaich. It doesn't work according to all Tanoim. The Rav Meir, the Omar, Hegdish b'meizid mischalo, is going according to Rav Meir, that holds Hegdish b'meizid mischalo. Now we'll see Rashi in Tosfos. This is a Mordechai Gemara over here. Zot Rashi, Ochi Garsina, Man Hoslam Behim Hashanim Tzeis Mirushalim Migdereida, Zchorim Oilus. Mishum dechai shinon shema Yerushalayim yotzas. We're afraid maybe this behemah came out of Yerushalayim. Number one. And number two, v'roi behemahs hayotzes mimenu zvochim. Most behemahs leaving Yerushalayim are kobonis. V'ika lisvuki b'chol zvochim shiru yelehem. We can clap, it's a kobon. What kind of a kobon is it? Hilkach zocho dechozila oila a zocho, that could be a korban oila misafke loila, so maybe it's an oila olakam and porchala. The Muslim ask later, so why? It could be a shlomim also. What did you accomplish? The cave is zivche shlomim the ilo boila like a lesvuke. So the Gemara asks, good, a zocho, it's possible, could be it's an oila, but shlomim may have it with me. Blum a shlomim, maybe it's a shlomim. V'heichi makrib lo'oilach. I mean, how can you be makrib this for an oilach? It could very well be this is a shlomim. Omar Rava Yishaya v'bor lochei v'dmeyem askinu. It's speaking about v'bor lochei v'dmeyem askinu. Klayma. Ihi vadai loikov. The behemah you can't be makrib. Don't understand pshat the mishnah you makrib the behemah. That's for sure now. But hachi kama. So what does the mishnah say? Schorim oilos. What is the mishnah telling us? Im bo odom ze lasei slo takona. This person wants to make a takona. Wants to do a good deed. Ubo lekabel al atzmoi choiv kol domer shu besofik. He is mekabel on himself that he'll foot the bill, and all the sveikis that could be, he'll take care to be poishet these sveikis, to be mesaken these sveikis. Uloitzia lo chulen, he'll make that this behemoth should be chulen. Ula hagdish es domeo, and he'll be magdish the domin. So the Tan is telling us, im zochahu, so if you want to make sure that you're being misakin all the sveikis, so I'm telling you, if this is a zochah, nischaiv af bidmei oila, the chashin ishem oila, same. So the Tan is telling us, you know, if you want to take care, you have to, if he's a zochah, so you have to make sure that, maybe it's a noil, and take care of this off. The Rav Meir, and it goes according to Rav Meir. The Oma Abamas, Nisan Hegdish, Bemezid, Mischalo. It's going according to Rav Meir, that holds Hegdish, Bemezid, Mischalo. Viz Yochel Zer Lohoitzion Lechulin Mezid. Rav Meir holds that you could Bemezid take away from Hegdish. You can make a Dovro Shel Hegdish Chulin. L'chulim. V'yitavsu ha'domim b'kedushosom. And the money will be nitvas with the kedusha of the kol. V'yidei t'nai. And he'll make a t'nai. Yavi shnei domim. He'll bring two two schumim of money. Echad liyayla. Now one of them will say this will be meyuchid to get a kedusha liyayla. Echad lishlom. V'yayma. And then it will say, imay lahi, arei hi mischal lazu. So this, if this is a liyayla, it will be mischal on this money. V'rashayni yesh malmi nedover. And the second money will be an shlomim. I'm bringing it for the dover. Bim shlomim he, arehi mechuler lesal shel shlomim. Vasheini lenidvas oyla. That's what Rabbi Yishai said. Now let us see Taisvis. Omer Rabbi Yishai bebaloche bidmei, peirish bekuntres, I vadai loy mikrev. Yizichi cannot be makrev. The behemoth. Umayri bebor lischai bedmeyim. Perish odom ze hamoitzio kibol olof. He was mekabel on himself. Lesaken kol asofik shalel, to be misaken, to take care of all the sfeikis. Veroitze, and he wants leitzio lechulen. He wants to make this behemoth should be chulen. It will be makriv. Whatever this behemoth is, it'll be niskar v'gabi mizbeach. Bochi kama. Chayshinan shema oilis, v'yavi beis behemis, oi beis domim, v'yomer, im ze oilo, teim mechulel lesalzu, v'acheres tei shalmi nedov, v'moise zu shlomim, teim mechulel lesalzu, v'acheres tei nitves oilo, v'rameir hi, d'oma, hegdish, mischalo b'meis. Zok toisves. Rashi said a mordike mouthful over here, and let us appreciate what Rashi said. Mashma mitoich perish, Ramei Yidom HaHegdish, Mashma mitoich perish HaKontris, the tzorich sheyechalol HaKedushe she'ala behema HaNimtzeis, is mechalol the Kedushe, what is on the behema HaNimtzeis, al oisai shehevi, he brought other two behemas, other two domen. Ubederech chilo davken. Rashi seems like says this. I didn't chilo. You mechalal it like you pay the just like you pay the bali mumin. So you go and then the kedusha of the behemah goes on the money. So here also here tmimim and the kedusha goes. Okay, sovra rameyer the niftin tmimim. But rameyer was a moirdik chiddush. That you could be poided by a kodem tamim. The kosher. So Taisu says, Shrei loy mo tzinu d'sover amei d'tmimim niftim yoysa mishar tanoi. Tanoi, I don't find any place in Shas that Rameya should hold that a behemoth, well, all the time when we have problems with kolbonis, is a say that you achay yistavu, you wait till it gets a moment, then you put it. I do not find any place in Shas that Rameya should hold that that you could be paid with mimim. Number one. And number two, v'loy shaykh zeklal beplukter didei v'rab Yehuda. What shaykh does this have to the machlokes Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda? So Taisvis is asking a double kasha. Let's talk about the second kasha first. The machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is, we're speaking about a person who's of Hegdish is Neschalo Bemezit, according to Rabbi Meir. Know what that means? That means a person sees a double shal Hegdish. Let's not talk about Kobonis. He sees someone was magdish his car lebedek habayis, beautiful car, Cadillac, is magdish lebedek habayis. He decides he wants to steal it. Such a beautiful car, tashot. So he goes and steals it. Fine. So it becomes his, according to Rameh, it becomes his. It's his car, it's his Cadillac. He owes Hegdish money. There's no korban. The mazid is no korban. The whole korban, keren chaymish boshem is dafke b'sharikik. Here, it becomes his. It's a gzela that's never very successful. That it becomes his. He owes Hegdish money. He finished. That's the Rameyer Hegdish Mischalo Benesit. Rabbi Yehuda, there's no such thing. And Shulvik, you took it, b'meizit, there's no thing, it's still hegdish, it's nothing, you didn't do anything, it doesn't become yours, there's no mila, nothing, fine. If it was b'shaydik, you thought it was your car, there were two Cadillacs parked one next to the other, you thought it was your car and you took it, then it becomes this chalo, then that it becomes yours, and then your car, chaymish rosha, b'meizit, there's no such thing. Fine. That's the machloikis chamei Rabbi Yehuda. So the machloikis chamei Rabbi Yehuda is a person who is stealing from Hegdish. After the stealing, there's obligations on him. He has to pay according to Ramei. Rashi over here is talking about a very legitimate transaction of it. No one's stealing anything. I'm saying the kolben should be nischalu. I have money over here. I don't know which money. Two types of money. So Taisus is asking, remember, so this is no shaykhis at all with Mila, this is pinyin. This is not Mila, this is no, there's no stealing over here. I'm saying this should become this halal on this. It has nothing to do. By stealing, you have to make a meshicha, and if you want to steal something, you have to make a meshicha, and the hanikzal. So that's how you steal. A chilul, I'm not even touching the Dava Kedusha. I'm saying the Kedusha, which is on this behemoth, should go over to this. That's Pidyon. It's a different trade. I don't touch the behemoth at all. I don't touch it, garnished. That's Pidyon. So, what does Chilul have a Shaykhis with Pidyon? That's Tosfos' second Kasha. And the first Kasha is, there's no such concept in the world. You can be paid a Kobun Tomim. There's no such thing. The only din of Pidyon is Bratka by a Balmum. That's Taisa's first Kasha. Now, and Taisa says, that's the Mashmois of Rashi. Rashi didn't spell it out black and white, but it seems like that. That's Pshat and Rashi. Mashma mitoich Pirusha. And let us say, Rashi Take means this, because let us just turn the page for 1 minute, and let us see the top line on Nun Hei Amud Beis and the Rashi there. This was Rabbi Shaya Shtik Teire. Toi bo Rabbi Yochanan asked on Rabbi Shaya, Chi oimrim loy lo odom amoid v'chatei b'shvil shetiski. Tell a person to do a chet? He doesn't understand this. You have good intentions. You'll have to do a chet with good intentions. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, the whole Brahimis Mizbeach also lechalalot mime. You're not permitted to be mechalal a behemah that's a tam. Shenemar im be behemah hatmeya. And tmeya Rashi says, the chumash means it's a balmum. Ufode be'el kecho. You should be paid a balmum. So the Gemara says the Menachis, what if you have a mum oiver? I mean, now you can be makrebit. It's a mum, but it's going to go away. It says, Asher lo yakriv mimeno. It has to be such a behemoth that you can be makrebit. If eventually you could be makrevit, but now it is a mum, you can't. So Mamela, so Rashi says this, so Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Shaya, I don't know, the Mishnah is telling us on Reitzah what to do. You're doing an Aveda. He has good intentions. Someone is going to ask a Shaila, listen, I have very good intentions. I'm going to be mistaken all Svekis. Noima loy will tell him, Amoid v'chatei, go do an ameire, lechalo lo meizit, b'shvil shetike l'sakin akhavosa, shobay mizu, the tikkunim you're gonna accomplish, meiredik, like this, you won't do it, nebuch, the kolma, now, the pull a person to behave ameire for tikkunim. He didn't like this. But al kaponim, we see from Rashi over here, that we're stuck speaking about this Indian of pidyon of pidyon. We're talking about pidyon behemoth. So that's what Rashi is saying. So we have here, there's no such thing. Number one. Number two, what shaykhus does have to make like a man of Yehuda? So there's a murder of Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, a murder of Terence. And Taisa says, I mean, the way you mentioned the Dafka, Gemara Menaches, the Gemara says the pigeon is Nechal. A person is paid the Amum Oive. The pigeon is Nechal. Because it says, Bebeime, in Bebeime Tmei, or Poda Bekercha, it says, Ashella Yakriv Mimeno. Bebeime Tmei Shella Yakriv, you can't be Makrivit. Amum Oive, you could be Makrivit. Not now, but you could be Makrivit. There's no dim pigeon whatsoever. And here we're talking about a behemoth that's a tam, and then you appoint it. So he says, this is much better than a balmum. You know why? Because you can't be makrivit. I hear you're a behemoth. What is it? Well, it could be a tanoila, it could be a tashlomim. Now, that's question number one. Question number two, can you be makriv this behemoth? No, I can't. What am I going to do? Makriv like a noila, like a shlomim. I can't be makrivit. No. So here you have, it's a tam. Here you have a murder geicha trimtze. It's a tam take, but it's asher lo yakriv mimeno. You can't be makrivit. So there's a dimpinion. Fakel. The Torah, when the Torah said the dimpinion, that's 100% right. A korban that eventually you could be makriv, there's no dimpinion. You're makriv this behemoth. Don't take off the kedushin and put on this behemoth you're makriv. If you can't be makriv it. But this behemoth can be makriv. Because I don't know what it is. So then there's a dimpinion. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. Meiradik eteres. But the Torah is, it's too meiradik. So what does after Ramei Rabbi Yehuda? It's meiradik. It's a very good teres. We missed in Rameh, says he came to Mechal Hegdish, the Mezer, it's going according to Rameh. What's Rameh? Then Rameh, what's it to Rameh? Rameh is talking about something else. He's talking about Chilul Hegdish. So, there's a Tosfos Rid over here, maybe Bnei Yeshua also mentions it. Let's first, so the Teret is not so Meiridic. Why isn't Meiridic? Number one, the Bnei Yeshua is it's, what if the Bailam comes? The Bailam is going to come and say, oh, my bad, I was looking for it. Oh, what is it? It's an oilo. Who says la yakrim imenlo? That's question number one. Question number two is, perhaps, I thought, to say, la yakrim imenlo, means that the behemoth can't be, he can be makrim. I have a chesaron. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to be makrivit. But to say the behemoth is Allah bar hakrove, that's not true. The behemoth is an oiler. He can be makrivit as an oiler. But due to my ignorance, I don't know how to be makrivit. That's called leirakrim imen. So there's a Tosfos Rid over here that says, so that means if we will say there's a din chilul, Ashala Yakriv Mimeno will include this behemo also, even because we don't know and Mustami won't come. We're stretching out the posik to include this case also. You break the places to say such a pshat. You know where break the places? He said a person bemazed takes Hegdish. The Hegdish is Nifka. Like this is Nifka. You can take off Kedusha through stealing it. It's yours. So we see that Meir was Meikel Bav Kos Hegdish. So the Gemara held, according to Rav Meir, we can perhaps stretch this Pasuk Shela Yakriv Mimeno, and we'll say we'll take off the Hegdish of this Behemoth through Chilul. This is also Nichlal in La Yakrim Mimeno. It's a broader interpretation of La Yakrim Mimeno, but that many we see he was Michael in that cause Hegdish. He said it will be amazing. Rabbi Yehuda, who was a very big machmel, there's no such thing, only Bishayge can do it, but you can't take off Hegdish Tamazoy. So Mustamar Rabbi Yehuda, and Pshat and Kosek, and Pshuta, Shela Yakrim Mimeno, it means that Kebal Mum, and that's the only way, you can't be, since this is Tmimim, there's no Din Chilul. That's L'chayre Pshat in Rashi. Now, we have to understand, which the Baal went up to there, yes, so we have to understand Klo, so we're saying Amoyre de Kizach. In this posik that you can't be paid the Tmimim, there's two halachas. There's one halacha, it's not Chal, you can't be paid the Tmimim. And that's a Dava Muskim, Ramez also, Amoyre, you can't be paid the Tmimim, Yakhribi Menna. Wait 10 years, and then after therapy and everything, you'll become Ois Ba'amum and Sheyakrim Imena. So, that's a double muskim that you can't be, you can't be Makrib Ba'amum. But here we're saying, this is called Loyakrib for some reason, because I don't know, this is called Loyakrib. So, the pidyon is Chal. Va'afal Pikein, Rabbi Yochanan says, there's an Isser also besides, there's an Isser you're not allowed to be Poide. Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabbi Shai according to Rashi. The pidyon is chal, that he understood. So, he knew the Pnei Yeshuish Tiktoire. But, Yoiver and Israel. So, Legabi, the Israel, he didn't consider it Yakriv Mimeno. It's called, somehow, it's not proper what I'm doing. I'm taking off the Kedusha. Only according to some Yoiver and Israel of being Poide of Atam. But that would it's chal, so you have to know how we split the hair to understand this, that the pidyon is chal, it's considered la yakrib mimeno, but this is only, I mean, we're only using Rab Meir who said a murder can chidush in a gazlan. Just like a gazlan can be markiya, the kedusha of hegdish, so a shaykitz in such a case can also be markiya, the kedusha of hegdish. It falls into the Yakrim. If he does it, it'll be Chal. But in a way it is, that's somehow, that's what we see the Baal Shitas Harshi.